London was one of the most famous tightrope walkers ever to traverse the Niagara River between America and Canada by means of tightrope. He did it for the first time in the year 1859, the year of the Great Revival in Ulster, Scotland, and in other parts of the world. So what a year 1859 must have been. Blondin became famous as a performer in P.T. Barnum's Great Circus Enterprise, and people thought his endeavour to cross the Niagara Falls was impossible. He walked across initially with a 40-foot pole. He set it down, he did a backflip. He carried one of his managers across part of the way on his shoulders. And with the passing of years, he did many, many other remarkable feats. It's said that one day he took a small gas stove across the falls, and the tightrope, for the spectator's point of view, was virtually invisible. He cooked a small omelette, sat down in a chair, had his breakfast, gathered his stuff up, and continued his journey across on the tightrope. It seemed that there was virtually nothing that this man was unable to do. On one occasion, coming across the falls with a wheelbarrow, thousands of people were gathered to watch. He asked a famous question: "Does anybody in the crowd believe that I could put some of you in this wheelbarrow and take you safely across to the other side?" One young lad, in answer to that question, shouted out from the crowd, "I believe you could." To which Mr. Blondin said, "Very well then, jump into the wheelbarrow." With that, the young man shut his mouth and filtered back into the crowd. He believed with his mind, but he wasn't willing to trust with his heart. And many people believe the Bible, and they believe intellectually in the Lord Jesus Christ. They believe that there's one God. They believe that there's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. They believe that he was born without sin, born of a virgin in Bethlehem. They believed he lived a sinless life. They believe that he died on a cross for sinners. They believe that he shed his blood. They believe that he was buried, that he rose again, that he ascended into heaven, that he's alive forevermore, that he's coming again. And they also believe that he is the only way to heaven. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father except through him. But whenever he calls them, and calls you perhaps, to trust him with your life, with your soul, with your future, and to allow the Lord to have his way in your life every day, you're not willing to embrace him and trust in him with all of your heart. The Bible says, "With the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead." That speaks of faith, it speaks of trust, it speaks of the giving of the life completely to the Lord, who said in John chapter 10, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." You might believe intellectually in your mind the truths of the gospel, even like the demons that James spoke about in James 2. "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." Much more important to put your knowledge into practice and to exercise faith and give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ, who alone can take you to heaven. Maybe the Lord's calling you today, calling you from a head knowledge to a heart belief and a life experience of God's saving grace. If you believe, why not come and trust in him today and give your life to Jesus Christ? God bless you. Thank you for listening.